6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s through the turn of this century, my name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. At 7:15 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time, I turned 65 years old. Can you stand it? I got a bunch of stuff that I'm going to be playing, Todd Farm Finds, stuff that I've played recently, stuff I played a long time ago that you may well remember. Some things sent my way from some people who are extremely integral to this broadcast. All in all, it should be fun. And if I don't get to everything, I'll get to it next week. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Dark and a rainy night, the headlights weren't really too bright. I was thinking of my kids and of my darling wife. My sales were down, my pay was small, and I needed money bad. I couldn't pay the mortgage to even keep the things we had. Then through the night there came a light. A hobo wanted a ride. I brought my old car to a stop, and he got in by my side. Continued on, just we two. His presence seemed to calm my nerves, but the road was wet and my vision blurred, and I didn't see the curve. When I awoke, I saw the flames and the people through the trees. I knew from their conversation they thought the hobo was me. I'm sorry for the sorrow I caused, but there's a lot more sorrow for me. And I know my wife and kids can live on my double indemnity. I just watched the hearse pull out and the family drive away. It's awfully hard for me to go, but you know, I died today.
You've made a good start, now follow through.
Ways to go. What's the most of feeling? I can tie a rope around my neck. my ticket. I'd like to die. Way to go. Well, I could jump into the river, my maker I'd meet, but I'd have to wait a half hour till after I eat. Cause what if I cramp it up and I start to drown and I figure out there's a better way around. I like to die. I like to die. I like to die. But I gotta know what's the best way to go.
I'm not a real human being. I'm just a mechanical robot voice. But when I want to rock out and blow a fuse, I listen to The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Been here on the outside a little too long. Been sweating in the heat like a Viet Cong. What the weatherman says, it is not. It's not too cool. It is too. How could I know what he means by saying not too cool on my TV screen? It could be cold, it could be hot, but cool, it's not. Not too cool. Not too cool. Clouds are nearby, I hope I won't fry because it's not too cool.
Seven Germans when he empties out a clip. Last name is Saunders, first name is Chip. If he fought for the Nazis, they would have won the war. They would have taken Russia and a whole lot more. With his hand grenades and Thompsons, he can obliterate entire Nazi armies that fire back too late. If he fought for the Nazis, they would have won the war. They would have taken Russia and a whole lot more.
There's hand grenades and Thompsons he can't obliterate. Entire Nazi armies that fire back too late. There's not a better soldier, Sergeant Saunders is the best. He proves it when he's wiping out Kraut machine gun nests. If he fought for the Nazis, they would have won the war. They would have taken Russia and a whole lot more. If he fought for the Russians, they would have won the war. They would have taken Germany and a whole lot more.
We'll be right back.
at 6:18 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah, well, it's getting better. Stakes are getting smaller already. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Definitely showing my age. Backing me up tonight is Dick Dale and his Deltones, and Mizer Lou. Came out in 1962 on Deltone. For that, you heard the Mighty Ions, or you just heard the Mighty Ions, with Pedro Morales, previously unreleased track, recorded April of 1982. It appears on the Best Of thingy, the retrospective Face Rake and Rock. Came out in Y2K on Dino Records. For that, Foreign Objects from 1981 on the Squared Circle label. A medley, Not Too Cool, which fits the weather around here right now. It's 100 degrees driving into the studio. And a positively frigid 98 when I got down here to Medford. And Sergeant Saunders. Last name is Saunders, first name is Chip. From the World at War 7-inch EP. Well, that's the Drags and I Like to Die. Track originally released on the Resin label in 1994. Came out 5 years later on Empty as part of a Best Of thing he called 45 by 3. And then we kicked it off with Rod Keith, Keith of the Week. Savvy show starter. And, well, the program buttons weren't, you know, I could blame the tools, or I could blame others, but, you know, probably should have been looking at the board. Anyway, I'm going to play it and play every song in their entirety if I can. Mistakes and all, or without mistakes. Rod Keith and I Die Today from the Best Of thingy of the same name. Came out in 1996 on the Tzadik label. Originally released on Preview in 1966. Why don't we turn it right around? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Spending your time on cause that will Hi, folks. I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
This is the tale about the farming man who had the evil luck to run across a human as was born 6 feet tall. With a smile for a face, fish hooks for fingers, and the devil in his heart. Caught him in the corn and caught him in the barley. Caught him in the wheat and caught him in the rye. Now what do you do with a thieving stranger? Hang him from a oak by his own necktie.
What do you do with a thieving stranger? Hang him from a oak by his own necktie.
Caught him in the house and caught him in the kitchen. Caught him in my chair eating blackberry pie. Now what do you do with a thieving stranger? Put him down a well till the well runs dry. Caught him in the fields, caught him on the mountain, caught him in the barn with my sweet Sally Bly. What do you do with a thieving stranger? Tie him in the sun till he's done to a fry.
What do you do with a thieving stranger? Tie him in the sun till he's done to a fry.
Put him down a well till the well runs dry. Hang him from an oak by his own necktie.
Are my methods unsound?
It's Madison time. Hit it. Looking good, a big strong mind. When I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back with a big strong turn and back to the Madison. Hit top. You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back, double cross, come out of it with the rifle back. Crazy. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong M, erase it and back to the mat. Hit it. Walk on, you're looking good. Tea time. Hit it. Big strong line. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong Cleveland box and back to the mess. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong basketball with the Wilt Chamberlain hook. Hit it. 2 points. Now this time when I say hit it, I want the big strong Jackie Gleason and back to the Madison. Hit it. away we go. Now that when I say hit it, Birdland, till I say stop. Hit it. How about a little stiff leg there? You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, come out of the Birdland, back to the Madison. Hit it. Crazy. When I say hit it, go two up and two back, double cross and freeze. Hit it. And hold it right there.
I don't see any method at all.
At 6:32 Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that the support of a friend giving someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. This is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me explain away this second set of the evening. One of a little better than the first one. I don't like to beat myself up too much, but, you know, I actually do demand, contrary to my easygoing nature, I do demand a little more from what goes out there. Anyway, back me up once again. Dick Dalen's Deltones, Mr. Lou, 1962 on Deltone. Just heard the Milkshakes from the 14 Rhythm and Beat Greats. Came out in 1982 on Wall City Records in Berlin, Germany. And Whoa Now! Well, that's the Ray Bryant combo from 1960 on Columbia. The Madison Time Part 1. I'm going to lie, I got the compilation. Rock Instrumental Classics Volume 2. Came out in 1994 on Rhino. Well, that Walter Brennan, an old favorite around this place. Walter Brennan and the Thieving Stranger, B-side to Space Mice. Came out in 1960 on DOT. And we kicked off the set, the second set of the evening, with Beaver and the Trappers and Happiness is Heaven, originally released on White Cliffs in 1966. But I ain't gonna lie, it's the reissue one from the 2019 on Modern Harmonic. Because, well, I don't have the $150 to lay down. Well, you know how many records I could buy up at the cow pasture for $150? That is worth $150, though, I have to say. Especially in the shape I got the reissue in. Anyway, tip of the hat to the Lacys for that. I know I promote them, but they help out the show, and they help out with the content an awful lot. They deserve every shout they get out of me. Anyway, we're 35 past the hour. We're going to have a short set, slightly longer set, and then we'll be done with the first hour. Boy, it's going to pass almost as fast as the 65 years went. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
I thought I was a snake. I started crawling on the ground. Thought I was a dog. I started barking like a hound. Thought I was a coyote hauling at the moon. Stumbling and a fumbling like a flip-minded goon. He done a boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-doo-dee. If he couldn't have me all for himself, I
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan Agogo, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Pandas, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking, pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum-sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum-sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these gritty, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-bellied, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
And now for something completely different.
We'll be right back.
silence, gardener. Then they got all your fear. Sit in silence, gardener. Portan kadar mı törek, rafi konya kolesi.
At 6:48 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard Artie Barsamian and his orchestra from 1959 on the Gap label with the Country Dance from the LP, The Seventh Veil. Well, that Fred Blassie and his classic Pencil Neck Geek from the King of Men EP. Came out in 1997 on the Raunchy Tonk label. And we kicked off the set, the third set of the evening, with Laverne Baker, the immortal Laverne Baker, and Voodoo Voodoo, a track originally released on Atlantic in 1961, but I ain't gonna lie, we got off a CD 2 from the Loud, Fast, and Out of Control box set, came out in 1999 on Rhino. Hey, but if you got about $90 or $100, I'll gladly spend it on the single. Anyway, let's see. There we go. Nah, it's the heat. Well, I'm not thinking straight either because of the heat. I was in air conditioned comfort in my house all day and for the night last night. But, ugh, this is too much. It's the humidity. People say, you know, I never believed in a dry heat when people said the death of it. Let me tell you something. I'd rather have it be 109 in Death Valley than to be 90 here and humid. And you can take that, you can mark my words on that. This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Hope you're digging it. This is the Desperate Hours, my 65th birthday broadcast. Yes, I turned 65 this morning. Once again, I hope you're digging it. If you don't, well, I don't know what you're going to do. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
say. The doctor's heart pounds like a tom-tom, listen. The doctor's heart sounds like a tom-tom. Hand me down his stethoscope. Does he need a dose of dope? Or could it be, is the doctor in love? Well, listen, I've never heard such syncopating, listen. I've never heard such palpitating. His heartbeats make you want to dance. Has he really got a chance? Or could it be that the doctor's in love? Well, it could be. He's solid in the artery. Or it could be just Cupid and his archery. A dot in the heart, well, listen. He's jumping in every direction, listen. His poor heart needs love and affection. Throw away this stethoscope. There's no dope and hope to cope with the heart that beats at fever heat. It must be the doctor's in love.
You got what you wanted, Tiger. How does it taste?
And I'm singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Blow, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, clap for their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
tweet. Go, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. And it was grand. It started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet.
Blow, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Tweet, tweet, rock.
Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand tossed him off to the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out-popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet.
Blow, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Is a dance that we can do. Now you walk, and then you walk. Now you walk, then you walk. Yes, you walk. Now that's the walk. Well, I know you.
Texas hop. And I know you heard of the old foxtrot, but when you do the walk, you're right in style. You just twist your hips and you roll your eyes, and then you walk. Now you walk, then you walk. Come on and walk. You do the walk. Well, that's the walk. Any place you go, well then you walk. Now you walk. Then you walk. Come on and walk. Yes, you walk. Well, that's the walk. That's the walk. You're looking good. That's the walk. You're just much too much.
Arthur here, and I have a radio show on WMFO. Incidentally, from finding Alex on the radio dial when I relocated here. And I'll tell you what, you're listening to the best show on the college radio dial in Boston and or the .com. The Desperate Hour and a Quarter. If only Alex would elect to play less drop-ins like these, and by golly, we'd get more music to enjoy. Thanks, Alex.